After two films of a family battling audio-activated aliens, the Quiet Place franchise heads to New York City for a prequel.
Shelter in place. Awaiting further instruction.
A Quiet Place Day One follows a terminally ill woman who gets stuck in the city when the aliens first attack. She tries to survive and find a way to escape the violence.
It's the end of days. No more people. No more New York. And we're nothing.
While I appreciate the change in location and the cast is quite strong, led by the vibrant Lupita Nyong'o, this installment really doesn't bring anything new to the table.
What do we do?
Rather than enriching the ongoing backstory, it again follows new victims as they process their grief and trauma. And that is quickly becoming one of the most overused devices in horror movies today.
If we stay here, we die.
The snapshot nature of the film's installments works to a degree, but I can't help but feel that they're just retreading the same path, almost as if no one thought beyond the initial success of the first film.
I have a plan.
Even with good acting and effective scares, A Quiet Place Day One still manages to press its own mute button. A Quiet Place Day One gets 2.5 jump scares out of 5. I'm Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.